There's more water to worry about in Florida. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. A possible levee break in Sarasota County has police going door to door to alert residents. In the area of Hidden River, there's the potential for 15 feet of flood water. In Fort Myers, the destruction is devastating. Boats and vehicles piled up, homes and businesses destroyed after filling with water.
A little bit further in the Gulf, they have Santabel Island, still completely inaccessible by road. Governor DeSantis said that the piling's holding up the causeway. That single route in and out remained intact, but what was built on the sandbar did wash away. We've watched military helicopters, rescue helicopters fly in and out of the area, along with boats coming in and out.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, the weather is blamed for at least 27 deaths in Florida. More than a million Floridians are still without power. Even the 911 emergency system in Collier County is down, according to the Sheriff's Department. In South Carolina, a revitalized Hurricane Ian came ashore yesterday.
The real damage that we had about 200,000 people that were out of power. I think it's down now to 63,000.
Congressman Ralph Norman, the storm is still bringing rain to much of the East Coast and won't taper off for at least another day. Florida's governor is warning residents not to loot abandoned homes and businesses, and the White House is warning gas stations not to price gouge.
It's just a little bit of a, hey, we want to make sure in this time when people are losing their homes, when people are dealing with an incredibly difficult time, that we shouldn't take advantage of it.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Russia has given up more ground in Ukraine. Forces have withdrawn from another area they occupied in the east. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Fingers are being pointed after undersea natural gas pipelines from Russia to Germany were ruptured amid the ongoing conflict in Ukraine.
Leaks in the Nord Stream pipeline supplying Russian natural gas to Europe under the Baltic Sea is not accidental, President Biden told reporters.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage.
The president says Russia is pumping lies and disinformation by blaming the West for the leaks. Once it's safe, President Biden says the U.S. and allies will investigate using dive teams. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan did not directly blame any government, but conceded such an attack would require sophistication and says the U.S. does not believe any NATO ally is responsible.
Fox's Jared Halpern, Russia is accusing the West of sabotage. One of the Americans held by Russian forces in Ukraine says he prayed for death. Alex Druki was detained for months before being released as part of a prisoner exchange. Druki tells the AP he was tortured. At one point, he says, a plastic bag over his head was so tight it caused welts on his forehead. The longest living U.S. president in history is celebrating another birthday.
Birthday wishes are pouring in from around the world for former President Jimmy Carter, who turned 98 Saturday. Carter went from peanut farmer to politician.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Elected in 1976, Carter dealt with high inflation, an oil shortage, and the Iran hostage crisis, and successfully negotiated the Camp David Accords between Egypt and Israel. But many say he's the best ex-president for pouring his energy into the Carter Center and projects for peace and compassion.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.